Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Midweek here, middle of the month, and we've got a lot of farm news to get to here this morning. But first, it's a reminder that it's annual meeting time for Farm Bureau and Farmers Union. Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation will have their 105th Farm Bureau annual meeting this weekend at the Doubletree in Bloomington. Go to fbmn.org to register. The 82nd Annual Minnesota Farmers Union Convention this weekend. Registration begins at 3 p.m. Friday at the Delta Hotel, Minneapolis Northeast. Elections, selection of delegates to the National Convention, and passage of resolutions important. Now, the North Dakota Farmers Union State Convention has been moved to December the last few years, 15th and 16th at the Bismarck Event Center. Until then, county meetings continue. The North Dakota Farm Bureau meeting is this weekend. Lisa Hoff of North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The first day, we start off on Friday afternoon, and we're going to start with opening general session at 2 o'clock. And then from there, we go on to our delegate session. And that's where resolutions that started on a county level, and then they go on to the state level. And then at the state level, each county has delegates, and they represent that county, and then they vote on these final policy. You can sign up that day. You can also sign up online. That's on our website, ndfb.org. So you can go ahead, do online, or show up. We're always welcoming.
At the Holiday Inn in Fargo. Again, registration begins this Friday afternoon. Topping our farm news this morning, we've been reporting recently on the challenges meat companies are facing. And that includes now JBSSA, the Brazil-based meat behemoth. Yesterday, they reported a drop in profit and earnings before interest. Market shares fell 3.7%. For the U.S. beef division, a shortage of cattle for slaughter will remain a challenge in the fourth quarter. The company's plan to list shares in New York on the stock exchange has been held back. Industry analyst says Beyond Meat may need to reach into the financial markets next year to stay in business. Ag Funder News says the firm posted a $70.5 million net loss this third quarter. Net revenue slid again at the plant-based meat company, dropped 8% year over year, 26% compared to same quarter last year. CEO Ethan Brown says the company anticipated a modest return to growth in the third quarter that did not occur. Minnesota's poultry industry faces a renewed challenge. Two more commercial turkey farms have been struck by the highly pathogenic avian influenza. 48,100 meat turkeys in Steele County, 18,500 turkeys in Redwood County. This brings Minnesota's total to 95 commercial poultry flock losses this year and last year, 14 confirmed this year alone. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.